we'd appreciate it if you turned it off. The back doors to remain open and unblocked at all times. The meeting's being audio taped and videotaped. First matter, disciplinary, Health Incorporated, doing business as People's Republic.
Just for the record, this is the License Commission.
Oh, jeez, I missed the whole beginning, didn't
on
I?
On April 10th, 2019, it is 3:03 p.m.
It is 3:03.
And just anyone, if you're going to have conversations, please take them outside. And also, if you are on the doorway, you're either completely inside or completely outside. Thank you.
And if you're counsel and you would like a copy of any decisions, please fill out a notice of appearance. Or anybody else that wants. Health Incorporated, doing business as People's Republic, 878 Mass Ave. Common Victualler, all alcohol license 11686 for alleged overcapacity on January 18, 2019.
People's Republic? Yes, please come on up.
Do I sit?
If you can remain standing while you get
for
sworn
one second,
in,
please raise your right hand. Swear the testimony you're about to give, see the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record? For the record.
Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Blair, B-L-A-I-R.
Thank you.
Tyler Bubenik, B-U-B-E-N-I-K, Cambridge Licensing Investigator.
Thank you. And we heard this on February 13th, but then there was a notice issue or that got lost in the mail, so we're having the rehearing today.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Bubenik.
Originally, I did a routine inspection at People's Republic. It was Friday, January the 18th, 2019 at 11 p.m. At that time, I counted 123 people indoors. Their capacity is 99. Since that time, I've conducted a follow-up investigation. That one was Saturday, March 2nd, 2019, also at 11 p.m. At that time, I found no violations.
Okay.
So, how many, 111?
123. Capacity is 99.
Mr. Blair?
I wasn't there on the night in question. So I have no way of knowing how many people were in there. The person on the door, Charlotte, said she was counting people, but we only have a counter at the time. We only had a counter that counted up, so she may have got confused. I don't think I have any defense other than to say that she may have let in a few more people than she should have. What I would like to say, though, is the in the notice you after the hearing, the last hearing, your verdict, I suppose, afterwards. Said that it was a danger to life, that we were overcrowded by 24 people. I would like to say that according to the building code, our room is big enough for 187 people by code. The reason that our capacity is at 99 is because when I bought the business in 97, it was a capped area, liquor license cap. At the time I approached the then commissioner, if I'm correct, his name was Mr. Barnes, and his executive director, who was Mr. Scali at the time, and I pointed out that the room was big enough for a bigger capacity, and they said they couldn't do anything about it because it was a liquor license cap. So the only reason I'm bringing this up is to say that nobody's life was in danger. I've also got an architect to come in and draw up a plan of the room and to review the code, and he's come back with a number of 187.
Okay. To be clear, it says occupancy limits are not set arbitrarily and failure to comply with them cause public safety issues which can be catastrophic. So that's exactly what the statement of reason says. And that's wording that the board always uses in overcrowding type because that is true. Over occupancy limits are not set arbitrarily. I do take note of what you're saying now, and if you would like your capacity to be changed, I would suggest that you submit your plans, and that they also get submitted to zoning, and then if there are no zoning issues, the board can consider whether or not to increase your capacity. I also want to note for the record that you had submitted an email with regard to this sort of saying the actions that you have taken since, and I don't know if you want to testify to them or if you just want me to...
You could know if that's... Yeah.
It says that you have reinforced the importance of staying within the capacity to all your staff, You have begun a new policy of managers doing a head count on a regular basis. What do you mean by regular basis?
So whenever it looks like there may be even close to the capacity, somebody goes around and counts. We bought new counters now that subtract. I think maybe that was the problem, that it was hard to you know, people coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
We had a counter that only went up. Now we have counters that go up and down, can subtract as well as that.
Okay. And then it also says that you have also furnished your door people and managers with new counters, which is
yes,
what you just testified
yeah.
to. Okay.
And I'd also like to say that, you know, we've been in business since 97, and this is the first time we've ever had a problem. In 21 years.
No.
I have the, if it's of interest, the plan the architect drew up with the capacity, the Massachusetts.
If you're gonna submit an application to increase your capacity, I suggest you just attach it to that application,
okay.
And then we have it all together.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'd like to apologize, even though it wasn't my fault, that I wasn't here in February. I mean, I checked my junk mail, I deleted mails, I don't see it anywhere.
Thank you.
Okay.
With that done, are you ready to vote?
I am.
Okay. I would find a violation, and considering the facts of this case, I would suggest a warning.
I'm agreeable to that. Thank you.
Violation warning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Senator.
Take care.
Thank you.
Application Hank Incorporated doing business at Bukowski Tavern for change of manager, officers and directors, and transfer of stock.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Sure. Attorney Peter Pasciucco. Last name is spelled P-A-S-C-I-U-C-C-O here on
okay,
behalf of...
Okay, slower. P-A-S?
P-A-S-C-I-U-C-C-O.
Thank you.
Here on behalf of Hank Inc., DBA Bukowski Tavern.
And I'm Brian Poe, POE.
Chef and owner. Chef Park.
Thank you. Mr. Poe, I see that you are the proposed new manager of record. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And it also says that you're only going to be 20 hours on the premises. Who else is going to be managing then?
I have a general manager, a bar manager, and they'll be covered together. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're only open nighttime, Monday through Thursday, and then we're open daytime, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And then basically, Suzanne is out and then Brian's in. That's the change that
correct.
We're making.
Correct. It's pretty even. She sold her 20% interest to Brian.
And Mr. Pope, have you ever been the manager of record on a liquor license before?
I believe I was in at Estelle's on Mass Ave in Boston.
Okay. And do you recall if you had any disciplinary issues with the local board or the ABCC?
At Estelle's, we had one thing that happened where... It was just confusion between Horizon Beverage and our cordial license. Horizon said that they felt that bottle was okay to use as a cordial. And then once we looked up, we, from that point forward, started always checking with the state to make sure that that was actually a cordial. That's the only thing I can recall.
Okay. Counselor, I'd suggest just confirming with the ABCC whether he was in fact the manager of record, because if he wasn't, you're going to have to amend...
The application
sure. Where it says prior disciplinary action.
I was told not to do that.
I'm sorry,
that's just me being too honest. That's what happened was that we showed him.
So there was no hearing, no suspension.
No, I was able to show that.
I
apologize. That's me telling
you. Nope, that's fine.
I get myself in trouble.
No, you weren't in trouble. It's just that kind of stuff can slow down application processing at the ABCC. Okay. And are you up to date with the rules, laws, and regulations of the state of Massachusetts and this board with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
Are you TIPS or 21 proof certified?
I am up to date. I didn't realize that was on the form until I looked at it. I have everything. I just have to start the exam, and I'll have that within 24
okay.
hours.
Yep,
I'll be completed.
That's fine.
For that payment.
So once you have that, just make sure to submit it to the to our staff.
Certainly, I intend to have that by tonight.
Yep. Any questions?
I don't.
With that said, I'd vote to grant.
As would I.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Application Effective 3 Incorporated, 10 North Point Boulevard, for new garage and flammables license.
You can just grab that chair if you want and sit down.
Sure.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
State and spell your name for the record when we go to the
Yes, show. Sure. My name is Rich McKinnon. I'm a development consultant for REAP, and I live at 1 Layton Street in Cambridge.
Rich, how do I spell your last name?
MC, capital K-I-N-N-O-N.
Thank you.
Michael Loring, L-O-R-I-N-G.
Thank you.
Dan Denoncourt, D-E-N-O-N-C-O-U-R-T.
And Rico Autori, it's A-U-T-O-R-I.
A-U-T.
O-R-I.
And Rico, one C, two C?
One C.
Okay. All right. 10 Point Boulevard. Thank you for coming.
It's a large building.
Yes, I see that. I had a couple of questions. Is the parking here for fee? Are you charging to park? The parking spaces?
No, this one is just for the generator. The generator is needed in advance as we complete the construction schedule. And I brought these good folks from Scansa that are actually building the building, if you need more on that. The fuel storage permit for the parking garage will be coming in separately for that. We've extracted this one.
Nope, this is
combined. Oh, no, excuse me. That one's on there as well.
It's combined.
It's
so
combined.
The 110 parking spaces,
that's exactly
they're
right.
For fee, correct?
Yep, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, just wanted to confirm that. And then the I looked at the flammables, and the gasoline that's listed on the flammables, is that just in terms of the gasoline, the tanks of vehicles, or are you also storing gasoline?
That's correct.
Just
vehicles,
for the tanks of vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 3,685 gallons of diesel, that's for the generator.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. And this is an office building?
It's actually a dormitory for the Health Institute, which is also located out at North Point.
Okay.
There'll be about 500 students living there.
Okay. All right. I don't think I have any other questions.
Nor do I.
Do you have anything else to say? Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rang Zen Tibet, doing business as Rang Zen Tibetan Restaurant, Pearl Street, for a change of manager, officers, directors, and change of stock interest.
Please state and spell your names for the record, and you can just go with
them. I'm Lopsang, L-O-B-S-A-N-G, initial, and last name is C-H-E-S-H-A-T-S-A-N-G.
Thank you.
First name, Dicky, D-H-I-K-I,
mm-hmm.
P initial, Chidatang, C-H-E-S-H-A-T-S-A-N-G.
Thank you.
Yeah. First name is Chuni, C-H-H-U-N-I, initial P, and last name is Chejasang, C-H-E-S-H-A-T-S-A-N-G.
Okay, before we start, I want to tell you all we're really sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And then this seems to be pretty straightforward. The three of you, if I remember your names correctly in my head, yes, are basically you divided the ownership equally amongst?
For her, even though our brother-in-law passed away, So it's hers going to be 50%,
okay.
And me and my husband is 50%.
Okay.
25%.
Yeah, I see that. So Chuni 50 and then...
Yes.
Okay. And then, Dickie, are you going to be the manager of record?
I guess so, yes.
You've been part of this restaurant now for
21 years.
Are you TIPS or 21 proof certified?
Oh, sorry.
Do you have your certification for safe service of alcohol?
Yes.
Okay. Right. I'm just gonna ask that you forward that to us.
Oh, I think I do have a copy. Maybe that's the one you're talking about.
Okay. The link.
Oh,
it's the class that you have to go to so that
safe
you
serve. Okay.
No, yes. Not safe serve, but it's the equivalent of that, but in terms of alcohol service.
Oh.
So that you are aware of, you know, signs and how you can tell how when someone is already intoxicated or impaired and should not get any more alcohol or anything like that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, DABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Used to be like every year you can attend the, you know, meeting.
Yeah.
And then it just stopped, so maybe I need to, you know, refresh it.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. We'll give you some rules and regulations that you can look at, and with the class that you'll take to be certified, they'll also help you with that as well.
Yes.
Okay? Just understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations, okay?
Sure. Thank you. And I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started in 1999, at that time, we three were only had green card, and my brother-in-law, who passed away, he was the only with the citizenship, and they needed one person to sign a notary something, and then one of our family friend stepped in, and she wrote a letter. I think that this letter is missing over there.
Okay.
So maybe you know.
So
now you know we all are American citizen like for more than 10 years now. So.
Oh yep. So I remember Laura did not have a beneficial interest, but she was disclosed as a approved signatory. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So she just want to get out now, you know.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for submitting that. All right. Okay. Any other questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant. Granted. Thank you. And then you'll receive notifications from the office with anything else that you need to supply and with regard to the TIP certification and the 21 proof. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are we all set?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
We'll send you. Application UBC Cambridge, 35 Cambridge Park Drive, for a new common victualler, all alcoholic beverages license. John Girardi is proposed manager.
Just one administrative note first. This is just the letter affidavit with all the green cards.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. If you could please state and spell your names for the record.
Caroline O'Connell. I'm here representing the post licensee, O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L. With me is Mike Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y, who is the owner, and Alec Girardi, Y-E-R-A-R-G-I, who is the proposed manager.
Okay, thank Thank you. In the ABCC application, the description of premises is different from the one that was submitted in our application. So the ABCC application just basically says first floor level with outdoor seating and closed kitchen area with a four-sided bar.
We can update that to include the more detailed application
that
we gave you.
Yeah, and I think, and that's what I was just going to say. I was going to say we can, if we are inclined to approve this application, we'd probably approve it with the more descriptive
Correct.
One that you filed with the viewpoint application, just so that you know. I have some other questions. I know that we're called by our staff. I just want to make sure that everything else. Mr. Carney, have you had an interest in an alcoholic beverage license before?
I have an interest currently in new license in Westford.
Okay. So, Counselor, you'll need
that
to...
That may have been, you might have been, I think he was approved between the time we filed the application
Correct.
And we attended this hearing.
Yeah, exactly.
It was approved about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Right.
So we can update that.
Yep.
But just when we filed it, he had not been approved on the license
yep.
yet.
All right. And then, if we can have Mr. So I'm going to leave these two tags here. This one is so that you can put the name of the entity.
Yep.
And then this one is so that Mr. Girardi's name is actually put on. It just says AJ.
Oh. Yep. We can give you the full legal name.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All those typos are me.
Okay. See, this one fixed.
Be nice.
I got your thing. Okay. You guys had a planning board decision. Did you submit with them a stamped a floor plan that's stamped an architectural stamp floor plan?
No, we didn't.
No, we just submitted the floor plan that was provided by the landlord.
Okay.
Which had already been approved.
Okay.
Not the floor plan, but the footprint.
Okay. Okay. And then in terms of the capacity, how did you reach the capacity on these floor plans?
The architect.
Okay. Do you have the one with the architect with the numbers? Because the one that you gave us doesn't really have the numbers.
Yeah, we cleaned it up so you could see it. That's right.
So if you can give me
everybody told me you needed... Okay. Yes, we can easily get you a plan from the architect.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we'll keep this one because,
sure.
yes, it is clean and nice. But we need the one with the architect's numbers on
sure.
it as well. All right. Okay, so that takes care of my admin stuff. Now you may start.
Good. Well, I'm glad you got all that cleaned up. So we are here for Ultimate Burger, which is going to be 4,200
square feet.
Yeah, Ultimate Burger Company, which is the concept is a farm-to-table restaurant focusing on burgers, and it's we're looking for a restaurant that's going to be locally sourced with respect to the food, with respect to the beer, wine, and spirits. Really looking to be kind of a local tie to the community. The guiding principles are being mindful of customers and staff, coinciding with family values. We'll treat both our customers and staff in a way we would ourselves want to be treated. An attitude of gratitude shown to our customers, employees, and vendors, because without their input, service, labor, and time, our business would not be here without them. And provide warm, friendly service expected from a family-style restaurant, creating an informal, comfortable environment which will make the customer satisfied and want to return repeatedly. So this is really intended to be a family farm-to-table restaurant. One of the items we have is, one of the questions was the patio capacity
Yep.
is 92 people seated, 500 total. That's really intended only to be used at full capacity for special events. It's not intended to be 92 people sitting, 400 people drinking beers, but it is a large patio and some of the comments from the community where they would like to be able to have some events on the patio, obviously with proper notice and if everybody is, properly licensed to do it. but that's the reason there's that huge disparity between 92 and 500. We are aware of the food to alcohol ratios required by Cambridge, so we'll comply with that.
Do you know the square footage of the patio? I have it for the inside, but I don't have it for the patio.
No, but we can provide that.
Okay.
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
I can get I'll get an overall. I can provide full size plan, if that would be helpful. 3 foot by 2 foot, so you can actually see the scale. If it would be helpful.
No.
Okay. I think she's looking at you saying shrink it down to something I can actually use.
Okay. All I can say is it's very hard to read.
Yeah.
As long as you send it electronically, I can zoom in.
Okay, perfect.
Which is fine. And it'll be good for ISD also, because they'll be able to see it too. Okay, yeah. So if I can get the square footage of the patio, because I know that we asked for the floor plan and that you submitted one. And I was just wondering where... So the patio... So is this all...
Correct.
This is what... And how is this enclosed? How is this area all enclosed?
So the landlord's going to be providing a final plan for the fencing.
Okay.
Then that needs to go through the city, I believe.
Okay.
Or whatever barrier is requested.
Okay. And this is all private, right?
Correct.
Correct. You have to come in through the restaurant to go out to the patio. There's not, you're not going to be having any street access, right?
No. No street access.
And you're going to serve burgers at 6 a.m.?
So there'll be food throughout the day. We've been asked for breakfast because of the train station. So we're still trying to generate a decent breakfast menu based on, we have our food service people out actually interviewing everybody in the neighborhood, and they're out there in the morning trying to figure out, are we talking egg sandwiches or are we grab and go? What is it going to be? But we're looking for the hours so that we can provide.
There are some
the
people that like burgers at 6 a.m., especially if they work the night shift. So
sure, sure.
But I was just wondering if that was the only thing. Okay.
Right now, we're still under construction. The proposed opening date would be probably October, November. So we've got a little bit of time.
And you keep saying you keep getting asked, I'm assuming this is going to the public news, is it the landlord that's asking or is it the community?
I'm sorry?
You keep saying that you're getting asked to do breakfast, you're getting asked to do...
So we're interviewing the neighbors.
Okay.
So the businesses and the foot traffic. And what they're at, we're trying to get a good grasp on exactly how we can best satisfy the needs and what really the needs are. Besides, we know they need a restaurant, but what that restaurant's going to provide, we're just trying to dial in on it.
Okay.
I would assume that's something that's going to be a work in progress through our first year, as we try to make sure that we're providing something that's profitable for us and that everybody likes.
And no TVs?
Yes, there are TVs and some background music.
Okay. How many TVs are you proposing?
It's probably going to be 3 TVs.
Okay.
There's a lot of glass, so we don't have a lot of spots to put TVs.
And the music, background music or above conversation level music?
Background music.
Okay.
The landlord's also... just for the building itself, so I understand they've attenuated the sound, so.
Okay. All right, and Mr. Girardi, have you ever been a manager of a liquor license before?
No.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about your experience in the food and beverage industry?
I kind of started the bottom bar backing when I was laid off from landscaping, developed a passion for giving people a good, fun experience, and came
Did you
and
say
managed.
Developed a patent?
Passion.
Oh,
yeah.
I was a patent?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Passion for providing like good, safe, fun, and continue on with that, and got in contact with them and got a good job.
Awesome. And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC,
yes.
and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And are you TIPS or 21-proof certified?
I am TIPS.
Okay, did you bring it with you by any chance?
I did.
No, oh, there we go. Okay. If I can have it now, that would be better.
Just to have all the bar stuff to certify, obviously.
Correct. Yep. Anyone in favor of this petition?
In favor of?
Yes.
I can speak in favor of, I guess. It's not Dave Gelucci. I'm actually representing the Davis Companies as a developer of the site. During our special permit process, the planning board made it very clear to us, as well as the community development folks, that they were really interested in having retail establishments on the street, particularly in light of the fact that it's a dead-end street. We have roughly 2,500 residents living in that neighborhood now, and this amenity would be really important in sustaining kind of the mixed-use aspects of the project as well as the neighborhood. So we support the application. Thank you.
And did you say your last name was Gelucci?
Angelucci. A-N-G-E-L-U-C-C-I.
Okay, Gloria. A-N-G.
Angel U-C-C-I. Sorry.
Thank you.
I speak really fast.
And your first name. Well, I also spell really slowly in English.
First name's Dante.
Thank you. That one I got. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, anyone else? Anyone in opposition to this petition?
Yeah, I'd like to know what the public need is. I haven't heard any specifics on that.
I ask for opposition. Are you in opposition of this petition?
Yeah, that's what it takes, yeah, to answer that question.
And your name for the record?
Xavier Dietrich.
Anyone else in opposition to this petition? Counselor, do you want to respond to anything?
I think we just heard from Dante that there's a request for
the... I didn't hear your answer to my question.
Sir, I'm not here to answer your questions, and she's speaking now, so please.
So there's not going to be any discussion about public need?
Sir, this is not a discussion between you and me.
Okay, there's no public need.
Sir, you have been heard. Thank you. Go ahead, Counselor.
I believe that, as Dante just explained, there is a request to have a restaurant in the neighborhood to service the residents of the neighborhood. I believe that the proposed licensee has been doing a considerable amount of outreach to the neighborhoods to make sure that this particular establishment services the people of that neighborhood with what they want. It's a family-oriented restaurant. I believe it would be an asset to that community.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
With that, are you ready to vote?
I am.
Okay. I will vote to grant.
And I will vote to grant as well.
And just for the record, we were going to update the premise description to the more descriptive one and inclusive of the square footage of the patio once we get it. And also, we will be adding the three TVs, which were not on the application.
And we'll be getting your plan.
And once you're done with the build out, just make sure that the plan that you submit also tells us where the TVs are located. Okay. Thank you. And Counselor, before you go, just make sure that you put the name of the place here.
Yep, I will.
And then I'm just going to get this back to you.
I'll just update it and email it to you, if that's okay.
Perfect.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Doug Salazar on behalf of Across the Border Food for a Hawker Peddler license.
Granted.
Alex Stanford on behalf of New Wave Communications, special noise variance, April 10th through 13th, 3 hours on each day between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Granted with the condition that there needs to be a DPW excavation and no trench permit. No trench.
No trench. Michael Perriello on behalf of Turner for special noise variance, April 15th through June 29th.
Granted with the conditions that there has to be biweekly work schedule submitted to an update sent to noise at cambridgema.gov, and also they need a Sunday work permit for when they work Sundays from the CPD.
Edward Breed on behalf of Skanska, special noise variance, April 10th through 28th.
Granted.
Dan Germain on behalf of French Construction for special noise variance.
Granted. For the record, the agenda says that the work is at 385, it's actually 1385 Cambridge Street. And there's just a notation, it doesn't change the application or the vote, but they're also going to try to limit the amount of overnight work with DPW.
Sirwan Dharanwat on behalf of Pandan Leaf. Change of DBA. Goda Street, doing business as The Rising at 1172 Cambridge Street.
I'd like to defer this one.
Deanta Corp, doing business as Phoenix Landing. Change in Sunday hour, opening hour to 8 a.m. for breakfast and 10 a.m. for alcohol.
Granted.
Consideration of statement of reasons for matters heard on March 13th and March 27th. McCabe's Porter.
Approved.
S&S.
Approved.
The Club Phelan's.
Approved.
Coriana.
Approved. This one needs to email to where we're going to send it to. But approved.
Zen.
Approved.
Oath.
Approved.
Paradise. Well, Elliott Management.
Approved.
March 13th minutes. Entertainment license, Brattle Plaza.
Granted.
Lara Adams, Harvard Common Spaces, entertainment license.
Granted.
Lara Adams, Harvard Common Spaces, entertainment license.
Granted.
Lara Adams, multiple entertainment licenses at Harvard Commons.
Granted, with the conditions that the hours are as approved by Harvard.
Liza Shirazi for Malton Wine at Revival Cafe and Kitchen.
Granted.
Jacob Crawford on behalf of the New Dance Complex for multiple Malton Wine licenses.
Granted with amended start time of 7 p.m. per permission letter.
Kateria Cologne for an alcohol and entertainment license at the Masonic Hall.
Granted, Malton Wine only. Also, just a clarification, they have withdrawn the tarot cards.
Shirley Santos, on behalf of Kennedy Community School Entertainment and One Day Amusement License for their spring event.
Granted with hours 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Megan Dupree, on behalf of Harvard Alumni, has applied for multiple reception reunion licenses.
Okay. I'm going to just mention some numbers here. Granted for 34082 as an entertainment only license with regard to 34083 granted as an alcohol and entertainment license with the condition that the alcohol must be sold. Granted as to 34075 as an entertainment only license. Granted us 234086 as entertainment only license. As an alcohol license. 34139 as an entertainment only. 34143 as an entertainment only. 34074 as alcohol and entertainment with the condition that alcohol must be sold.
Which one was that, I'm sorry?
34074. And then 34142 as entertainment only. And 34073 as entertainment only. Is entertainment only. I think these are duplicate names. 34141 entertainment only.
Yeah, you said that one.
I think there were two copies of them, and then that's it.
W34140?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Entertainment only.
Okay.
Okay.
Brittany Mitzner, on behalf of Harvard College, entertainment license.
Granted with police detail required.
Sophia Jamila Zahar, entertainment license at Masonic Hall.
Granted.
Katie Fovell, on behalf of Susan G. Coleman of New England.
Granted with the condition that they must comply with the DCR permit conditions.
Bryce Gilfillian for a malt and wine with entertainment license at 59 Shepherd Street on May 30th from 1 to 10:30.
Granted with amended hours of 5 to 10 p.m. for Harvard.
Elizabeth Terry for a wine license at...
Granted with police detail required.
Cicada at Freak, entertainment license at MIT.
Granted with amended hours of 7 to 9 p.m. for MIT registration.
Jeff Osowski on behalf of Harvest for an entertainment license.
Granted.
Spencer Pantoja for a malt license at MIT.
Granted with police detail required.
Jesse Nishaban for a malt and wine with entertainment.
Granted with the conditions of a police detail required and a limit of 3 drinks with admission charge otherwise and thereafter the alcohol must be sold.
Phil Manley, entertainment license.
Granted with amended start time of 8 a.m. per park permit and police detail required.
Matthew Curtis, malt and wine with entertainment.
Granted with the conditions that a police detail is required, alcohol cannot be served prior to 10 a.m., alcohol limited to to 2 per person who paid for race rate registration. Otherwise, thereafter, the alcohol must be sold. And anyone who did not pay registration fee must pay for the alcohol.
Kendall Hicks, entertainment license at MIT.
Granted with amended start time of 6 p.m. for MIT registration.
Lara Adams, entertainment license at Harvard Commons.
Granted.
Lara Adams, entertainment license.
Granted.
Lara Adams, entertainment license.
Granted.
Lara Adams, entertainment license.
Granted.
Mohammed Ibrahim, an entertainment license at MIT.
Granted.
James Wynn, malt and wine at MIT Museum. Luis Valencia, one-day hawker peddler.
Granted with an amended start time of 8 p.m. for university approval.
Travis Beanie for a one-day hawker peddler at Sanders Theater.
Granted with amended hours of 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. for university approval.
Megan Dupree on behalf of Harvard alumni for multiple entertainment license.
340-65, granted as entertainment only. 340-68, granted as entertainment only. 340-71, granted as entertainment only. 340-72, granted as alcohol only.
That's all I have.
And then we have Ellen Foods LLC. DBA.
Oh, I have that.
Yeah.
Ellen Foods doing business Coconut Louise for Hawker Peddler license.
Granted, provided the vehicle registration is updated and valid.
And then we should have a few more that just sort of hit. I don't have the.
Okay, the bacon truck for a Hawker Peddler application. Granted.
Let's notice that PF Chang's is closed.
This can come next. We can put that on the agenda. This is a copy of the one we just voted on. We have a special noise variance filed by Colin Delaney for Sienna Construction for work at 784 Main Street from April 15th through May 31st. For installing the sprinkler system above the first ceiling floor of the Royal East, all work performed during variance hours will be indoors. They're trying to limit the impact of this restaurant. Vote to grant. Right. Grant. Weekdays only. And then we have a one-day alcohol license filed by Nicole Phillips for the Smith Center of Harvard on the first floor from 10 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. on 419. Granted.
That should be it.
Thank you.